Hi, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. Glad you could join me today. I hope you had a great 4th of July. I got time with my family. We had a wonderful, wonderful day on the 4th of July, and I hope you had one as well. Let me just remind you, the new program, The Place for Miracles Live, is debuting on the Victory Channel on July 22nd. That's Monday coming up soon. It will be at 1 Eastern Time, noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. out in the West. It is going to be a 30-minute daily Monday through Friday program dedicated to healing prayer, and I am very excited about it. Thank God. Let me ask you a question. Is your glass half full or half empty? Interesting question, isn't it? Is your attitude positive or negative? Interesting question, isn't it? When you express negative thoughts, do people run away from you? Good questions, aren't they? I want to talk to you just for a few moments about what I'm going to call an attitude for healing. Now, I talk a lot about healing on this podcast, on television, in the crusades, wherever I go. But I want to talk a little bit more about the attitude of healing. I'm sure most of you know that the Roberts family has been very close to the Kenneth Hagin family for many, many years. My dad and brother Kenneth Hagin became friends. I think it was back in the early 1950s when they met. All through the years before they both passed away, they were great friends. And brother Hagin spoke into my life, as a matter of fact, it was brother Hagin who prophesied that I would marry Lindsay. And we've been married for, 44 years now. So the Hagin family has been very precious to Lindsay and me. I heard brother Hagin say this: healing comes into your spirit first, then into your body. He said, if it's not in your spirit, it cannot get into your body. If there is fear in your spirit, he said, faith can't get in. Well, it's the same with unbelief. Unbelief will also be a healing blocker. Spending time talking only about the problem often exacerbates the problem, seemingly making it worse. I know, for example, when I pray for someone and they tell me about the problem, and then after I pray, they keep telling me about the problem, they may not receive their healing at all. I think perhaps more than anything else, Brother Hagin was speaking about our attitude toward healing. I've done some study lately, and the medical studies recently have shown patients who have a positive attitude have a higher healing rate. Positive attitudes also can be shown to help reduce stress levels, which can have an effect upon a person's body and the ability to heal. Chronic stress has been linked to delayed wound healing and increased inflammation. It's amazing, isn't it? The healing attitude of faith can make all the difference, in how we experience life. Your faith, my faith is the key to life. Now, you know that to be true. Your faith is the key to life. And remember, you were born with faith. You come into this world with faith. God has given to every person, the Bible says, the measure of faith. Not a measure, but the measure. So you don't have to go get faith. You've got it. Faith is the key to life. It's also a key to healing and to fulfillment. However, even understanding the term faith can be difficult in today's culture. For example, let me take you back to the 1960s when I was a teenager. Some of you may be as old as I am or near, and you remember the 60s. The popular psychologists of the day popularized what they call the humanistic movement. This philosophy promoted trusting or having faith in yourself. To the humanist, faith meant allowing yourself to trust your feelings as your guide. Psychologists in those days who encountered depressed patients would say, "Tell me how you feel." By directing the patient to discover their true feelings, the hope, and I'm sure it was an honest hope, was that this would lead to healing and a more functional life. Years later, it was recognized that this philosophy of if it feels good, do it, as it was a destructive way of life. And the humanistic experiment, ultimately failed. Now, don't get me wrong. Feelings are important. I have feelings. You have feelings. Everyone has feelings. And feelings are important. However, a true attitude, a real, honest-to-goodness attitude of faith is putting your trust in God and not in some person or some program. Those things are just instruments. True faith, real faith, is a firm persuasion and expectation that God will perform all that the Word of God says He will perform. In other words, He'll keep His promises. In a true emotional healing process from depression, from anxiety, from substance abuse, or any other issue as far as that goes, discovering your faith in God and His promises is transforming. And God shares many of His promises with us in the Word. Let me give you just two or three. That'll be a blessing to you. You don't need to write the scriptures down. Just write down the reference. Write down John 3:16, the scripture that I learned when I was a little boy sitting on my dad's knee. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God that He loved us so much that He made His love an act of His giving and He gave us His Son. Then John 15:5, and this is very important. Jesus said these words, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Well, that speaks of the fact that God is our source. As I said, people, things, programs are instruments, but God is the source of our life. And then Mark 11:23 and 24, and I've talked a lot about that on this podcast over the years. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, this problem, whatever the need is, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you receive them, and they will be granted you. Well, this is, in my opinion, one of the master scriptures in all the Bible. It lets us know that there's such power in our words, and we've talked a lot about words on this podcast. You can speak to mountains. Matthew 17:20 also says, if you have faith that is like a grain of mustard seed, or in other words, faith that you'll use, faith that you'll sow, then you can speak to your mountain of need and command it to remove itself, and it will remove. These scriptures are very, very powerful. I hope you'll study them out. Now, on a personal level, when I pray for someone, which I do every day, I've got calls, I've got emails coming in every day from all over the world, people who want prayer, and that's my job, that's my ministry, is praying over people, especially when I pray for someone that I don't know personally. You know, like, for example, I got a call the other day through our ministry for a man who I'd never heard of before. His wife had been diagnosed with cancer and they wanted me to pray. So I got her on the phone and I prayed. When things like that happen, I usually talk to them about their attitude toward healing. I talk to them about, are you believing God? Or are you just looking to me because I'm a man of prayer? Or are you looking to God? What's your attitude concerning prayer? And I ask them what they're believing for, what they're expecting. And then I always do that before I go to prayer. Let me give you five attitude steps to take, okay? Five attitude steps to take. Now, these are a little unusual, so hear me out, okay? Number one, input equals output. Input equals output. Now, what do I mean? The loudest and most influential voice you hear is your own voice. Because when you hear it, when you speak it, your ears hear it. And that gets down in your heart. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of your heart, you shall speak. Be careful what you hear and be careful what you say. Because the loudest and most influential voice that you'll ever hear is your own voice. Number two, apathy creates atrophy. Apathy creates atrophy. Apathy, of course, is the enemy of fulfillment. If you are apathetic about something, if you narrow down the why behind it, you know, are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling underappreciated? Are you feeling unmotivated? What are the negative thoughts that are feeding those feelings? Well, what would help? What are the opposite thoughts and feelings that could actually create upward traction and success? Think on those things. And, you know, the Bible makes it very clear in Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. In other words, stop accentuating the negative and start accentuating the positive. For apathy creates atrophy. And what is atrophy? Well, let me give you the best example. If I were to take my arm and put it in a sling and leave it for about 3 or 4 months, I would have a very difficult time moving my arm. It would have atrophied. Well, that's what happens to some people's faith, and it happens because of the negative things that are coming out of their mouths. So quit it, okay? Number three, positive speech is powerful. Positive speech is powerful. Got that? Positive speech is powerful. The tongue holds the power of life and death. Don't let it bring death to your mind. Be careful what you say. Let your inner voice be your voice. Why? Well, because words can kill. Words give life. They are either poison or they're fruit. You choose. Now, that comes from Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You know, don't feed yourself death by what you say. Number four, believe the best. Believe the best. Well, why, you ask? Well, the reason is because we are God's handiwork. We were created in His image, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, that's Ephesians 2:10. Believe the best. It takes no more faith to believe the best than to believe the worst. So believe the best. If you've been believing the worst, you know, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, or trouble always comes in threes, or, you know, I always feel the worst when I feel the best, because I know how bad I'm going to feel when I start feeling bad again. Don't be like that. Believe for the best. And then number five, strength is born from struggle. Strength is born from struggle. Now, does that sound negative to you? Well, okay, well, wait a minute. Everybody has struggles. No one on the face of this earth is immune to struggles. Just because you encounter a positive person doesn't mean that that person hasn't had life happen to them, okay? I'm a very, very positive person, but things come against me every day. I'm constantly fighting against things that have tried to overtake my life, overtake my family, overtake this ministry. Yet, my attitude stays strong. Strength is born from struggle. Things happen in life. You know that. But when they do, that's when you begin to overcome them by using your faith and using your positive attitude. You know, any old dead fish can float downstream, but it takes a live fish to swim upstream. Don't be an old, dead, smelly fish floating down the river. Be one that is swimming with all its might against the current. That's what I am. I'm a positive person. My glass is never half empty. It's always half full. I have a positive attitude. You say, well, that's easy for you to say. No, it's not, because I have faced and I am facing struggles right now. But my attitude has decided what my altitude is going to be. Father, right now, in the authority of Jesus' name, I pray over everybody listening to this podcast, and I pray this has been a blessing in their life. By the way, there's someone, you've had this terrific pain right where your hip comes up against your torso. In Jesus' name, that pain where that catch is, that's being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and give you praise. Someone who has injured your right foot, you're being healed right now. You've got a big blister. You've got a big welt of some type over on the top of your right foot. God's healing you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I praise you. I give you honor for healing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I give you honor for this healing ministry. I praise you for it. Now, my dear friend, I pray over you. No matter what it is, no matter what struggle that's coming against you, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that God delivers you and that you use your faith and begin to say, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. I will not be stuck in the mire for the rest of my life. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. Begin to say it. Begin to say positive words. Speak positive words and watch what God begins to do. I pray over you today. I rebuke every sickness, every disease, every fear, and every doubt. I curse it in the name of Jesus. And I say to Satan, you take your hands off of God's property. You loose every man and every woman listening to this podcast today. And Father, I thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. And I hold on to my faith until it happens. Amen and amen. Praise God. Glad you joined me. Once again, let me remind you, our new program, The Place for Miracles Live, premieres on the Victory Channel. If you don't have the Victory Channel, get it. It's free. Premieres on the 22nd of this month. That's a Monday. It's a Monday through Friday live 30-minute program, Monday through Friday, and focusing on healing, and I'm really excited about it. I've got a number of different websites to give you. I'll give you just a moment to get a pen or pencil or a piece of paper, write something down, or write down on your smartphone or your laptop, whatever you've got there with you. Give you a moment to get that so I can give you some websites. First of all, our minister website is richardroberts.org. You probably already know that. You may not know that Lindsay has, of course, she has her own podcast, Entirely Unconventional. And I love her theme, You Are Worth More Than You Think. You can contact her anytime through our ministry or makeyourdaycount.com. She has two television programs, makeyourdaycount.com, and which is seen on the Victory Network and other networks, as well as she has a program called Bookmark, where she and her guest host, Melissa Lee, review books, Christian books, not just from our ministry, but from other ministries around the world. Then, of course, Lindsay has a new book called Discover Your True Strength. And if you have not received your copy, I really urge you to. It is a fabulous book. And you can go to discoveryourtruestrength.com and order that book. Now, you may not be aware that we are a part of pray.com. Pray.com. It's a new inspirational prayer system that's available. Prayers on demand, specific prayers for specific needs. And we are, according to the pray.com people, we are the only healing ministry that's on pray.com. So I make that available to you, pray.com. Lots of things going on in the ministry. We've been working hard, retrofitting our studio, getting ready for the new program, building new sets and changing things around, getting our cameras reorganized and adding prayer partners because I'm expecting a flood of telephone calls for prayer once that program goes on the air. Hope you'll spread the word to your friends. Once again, if you don't have the Victory Channel, get it. You can go to the Victory Channel online and download it, or just you can go to their website and get it. It's free. Go to the App Store, too. I pray and believe it'll be a blessing in your life. God bless you. Thanks for joining me today on the Expect a Miracle podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you need a miracle in your life? You know, most everyone I know needs a miracle. Miracle in some area, either spiritually or physically or financially or in their family or in some other area of their life. Most everyone I know needs a miracle. And that's one of the reasons why I put together the School of Miracles. It's an online school that you can enroll in. It has lots of classes to teach you how to get into a position to receive miracles in your life. I mean real miracles. Now, I grew up with miracles. I've witnessed miracles all of my life through my father, Oral Roberts' ministry, through my own ministry. I know that miracles are a way of life if you just reach out and use your faith. And in this school, I teach you how to use your faith. and how to get yourself into a position to receive those miracles that you need. So the School of Miracles is now available. It's online, and you can enroll. And you can learn how to get yourself into a position to receive miracles. Now, once again, let me ask you, what kind of miracle do you need? Is it a spiritual miracle you need? Is it a physical miracle you need? Is it something in your family, or is it in your emotions? Is it in your finances, or is it in your business, or in your job, or in your ministry? What area of life do you need a miracle in? Well, that's what the School of Miracles is all about. Just simply go to theschoolofmiracles.org. You can enroll today. And I promise you this, I believe you'll be better for it.